Celebrity Sketchbook Christmas Edition.
Hey there, viewers, and welcome back to Radio 91.9. It's a Christmas special, and we're about to play Band-Aid, one of the classics of the era. Personally, I hate it, so please don't be annoyed with me if I start flicking through the song and talking over it, because that's probably what I'm going to do. Here we go.
Ding, dum, 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 ding.
Is there a God?
It's Christmas time.
See, it sounds so much better now that I've fixed it.
Merry Christmas, you.
Billy Connolly, Meet the Queen. Part 1. Oh, sorry.
No problem.
Excuse me. Oh, wait, excuse me, are you Billy Connolly?
Yeah, you got it. How did you know? Let me guess, it was my beard with 258 colours on it, wasn't it?
No, it's because you're from Scotland. That's how I recognised you.
Oh, of course, yeah. That's what they all see.
Anyway, me and the lads are getting a few drinks. Would you want to come to the pub with us?
I'm Scottish, therefore I drink. Let's go! I'll drink you under the table.
Okay, let's sit in these seats.
Okay, fine. I'll go and get the drinks. Yeah, can I have 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please?
Wait, but I recognise you.
That's what they all say.
You're that footballer, aren't you?
I guess so, yeah.
There you go, mate. That'll be £5.25.
Here's £5. Keep the change. Here's your drink.
Well, it's good that you've made it to our town, Billy.
Thank you.
Well, the truth is that I've got something that I need to tell you. It's from a secret source.
Go on.
You see, I'm an associate that works with royalty. I got an advance copy of the New Year's Honours list, and I think you might be quite pleased with the results this year.
Well, yeah, I hope so. I still think the following two people should get knighthoods instantly. Wayne Rooney and Amy Winehouse.
No, I didn't quite mean that, Billy. I meant it for you.
No, never even been considered for it before.
Well, you are quite famous, your achievements are quite extensive, and you might be duly rewarded for it this year, with a CBE.
Does that mean I get to meet Her Majesty?
I would think that it is fairly likely that you should meet the Queen.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm so happy I've never met her before. No lesson here. I want to get drunk and celebrate. And I'm not going to leave here till well after closing time.
Well, oh well, in that case, the drinks are on the government tonight. Cheers. Christmas Edition.
Lords of the Ring.
Oh, Christmas. Isn't it just the best time, Saruman?
Hey, Gandalf. I've got a surprise for you.
Oh boy, it's a present. I'll open it.
What's this?
Oh my god. It's a golden ring. It's a ring. Oh, Saruman. It's just what I asked Father Christmas for. Give it here, Paul. I could kiss you.
Go ahead. You know you want to.
Oh.
Glad you appreciate it, Gandalf. You're the best friend as well.
Oh, let's go and walk off into the sunset like in a Hollywood movie.
So, where did you get the ring? Oh, got it from the pawn shop. You know, the one in Hobbiton High Street. I had to push past 2 obnoxious black riders to get the ring. But I got it in the end.
Celebrity Sketchbook. Billy Connolly Meets the Queen. Part 2.
And then I tell my wife to f*** off. I mean, what would you say if you're going 28 miles an hour in Edinburgh?
And I work for the civil service and I haven't got an honour.
Oh, cheer up, pal. I still haven't got one in theory. Of course, I don't really grab publicity.
Oh, don't worry. People like you always win in life. And I only drive a Mini!
Yeah, better than me, pal. I only got a motorcycle.
Oh, that's right.
Change the anthem, that's the wrong one, you bloody heck now.
Hey man, but I thought...
Just do it! That'll do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another, and there have been thousands and thousands in her reign, as she's hundreds of years old, another honours ceremony. And please welcome the first honourer with his OBE for services to stuff, Peter Doherty!
Billy, you're up next.
Yeah?
Please proceed with your OBE, Billy Conley.
I now pronounce you, Billy Conley, an OBE.
What's the point of me coming out of track there? Just f*** you, mad old girl! God, I feel so delirious! What are those boys coming towards me? I'm gonna clue what's going on! Oi! Don't stop! Get off me, man! What's going on? I'm gonna die!
Perhaps with a little hindsight, it wasn't the wisest idea to take Billy Conley down the pub to tell him about his award.
Christmas edition. Adam Hart Davis. Christmas doesn't have to be taxing.
Hello, I'm Adam Hart Davis, and I'm having a glorious Christmas day in my English castle. Now, I've spent all day filling out tax returns. I've never had so much fun, and I'm serious! Apart from that time, of course, when my benefits were taken away. And after all that, I'm feeling a little bit tired. So if you don't mind, the time is 8:30. I think I'll go to bed. It's been so much better than Christmas Eve, where I was reading The Guardian and got cross. Especially when I couldn't do the crossword. It made me angry. And on New Year's Eve, I've got quite a bit of a pressing matter to sort out. The lamp in my local street is just a bit too bright for me. So I'm going to write a stiff letter to the council and complain about it. And I can tell you, self-assessment. Tox doesn't have to be toxing.
Celebrity Sketchbook is an Axe TV and Good Laugh production for Channel 107. Online now at youtube.com/celebritysketchbook.